A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table here on a live talk. I'm Marvelous Msanganya, who is broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this Thursday, October the 22nd, 2020, because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which is currently ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where the Minister of Health currently says there are 8,215 active cases, with 7,725 recoveries and 236 deaths. Star.
Yes, and I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Talking of these COVID-19 cases, we see that the Minister of Health says they came after they tested in the last 24 hours and found that there were 28 new cases yesterday, and there were 3 deaths. And the cases were from Midlands, Maswingo, and Bulawayo. And the 3 deaths were also from Bulawayo. And even as we speak, globally, these cases are marvelous. They are going higher, especially in the U.S., where we hear that the 31 states are seeing spikes. That is, at least the 31 states are seeing spikes. And hospitalization is on the rise, that is in the U.S., where the cases are currently over 8 million and the deaths being at 222,239.
Yes, looking at the global figures from Johns Hopkins University here in the United States, we currently have, things are not looking very good this year in terms of the number of positive COVID people worldwide. We have 41 million people that have tested positive for COVID-19 worldwide, with 1.1 million deaths. And as you said, here in the United States, the cases are spiking, where we have 8.3 million people with COVID-19 and 222 deaths. But these are some of the issues we'll be looking at. But we're also looking at what's going on in terms of the issues faced by women during this COVID-19 pandemic, and also just outside of COVID-19, some of the issues that women have been facing. And we are very excited to have with us here, you know, a couple of women who will be sharing some of the issues that they've seen happening on the ground. Over to you, Star.
Yes, Marv will be touching on those COVID cases and other issues. Kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma namhlanje nje, 22 umfumfu 2020. Yiyo ke udaba lapha esiyabe siluhlafuna. Siqalise nje sakhuluma nge-COVID-19. Ukuthi sikhangele emhlabeni jikelele, kukhanya amanani abantu abahlaselwa yileli gcikwane liyakhuphuka, ngoba sebedlula izigidi ezingamachumi amane lanye, i-41 million abahlaselwe yigcikwane leli emhlabeni jikelele, njalo kwafa abedlula sona ke isigidi i-1 million. Kuthi-ke sikhangela khonapha esisakaza sikhona e-America, igcikwane leli lokhe limemetheka, lake langani liyehla, kodwa seliqansa njalo. Ngakho-ke akukuhle lapha, kodwa siyabona ukuthi kwele Zimbabwe kungani kuyehla, kodwa lokhu akutsho ukuthi abantu sebengazinza nje bethi hhayi igcikwane leli selihambile. Ngoba nje sikhuluma nje, siyabona ukuthi izolo nje ugatsha lwezempilakahle, i-Minister of Health, ithi yona kulabantu abangamachumi amabili lasitshiyangalombili, 28 abatholakale beligcikwane leli endaweni ezi, abanye babengabenkabazwe eMidlands, abanye eMaswingo, abanye koBulawayo, njalo kwafa abathathu koBulawayo. Ngakho-ke siyabona ukuthi asiyeke sathi igcikwane leli selihambile du ngempela, hhayi lilokhu nje lisa khanyisa nje ubuso, lokhu lisalunguza ukubona ukuthi sikhona yini. Ngakho-ke abantu baxwayiswa ukuthi beqhubeke beqaphela, bebone ukuthi abasondelelani, abenzi nokuningi. Kodwa-ke sizabe sikhuluma labesifazana abanenganyana lapha abalihlekana ukuthi besichasisele ngokwenzakalayo ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19. Kule nhlelo yini abaziqhubayo ukuthi beziphilise, kuloku kule ngxabangxoza yini eyenzakala ezindlini lapha, ukuthi abantu abezwani, bagcina betshana ngokutshana behlezi bendawonye lapha ngesikhathi lesi kumbe hayi konke nje kuhle hayi sizizwa ngabo labo abesifazane sizakhuluma ngakho ke udlakela lwezindlini esingathi i-domestic violence inhlelo ezenziwa ngabasifazane esingathi ngama-projects lakho konke nje okuchiyeneyo marvelous
aiwako nawo vachangobva kupinda muchirongwa tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu pawomen's round table chatinokupai tiri kuwashington dc nemupamusoro pedenda recovid-19 iro ratekeshera pasi rose iro tinoona zvakare panguva ino riri kuramba iro richitekeshera munyika yezimbabwe zvakare tinoona kuti john hopkins university yeimo muno muamerica inoti iyo pasi rose pane vanhu 41 million vabatwa nedenda recovid-19 uyezve 1 million vakawanikwa vachishaya muno muamerica matiri mune vanhu 8 million vabatwa nedenda recovid-19 222,000 vakawanikwa ivo vachishaya totarisawo munyika yezimbabwe pari zvino pane vanhu 8215 vabatwa nedenda recovid-19 7725 vakawanikwa ivo vachinaya mushure mekunge vabatwa nedenda recovid-19 tozoona kuti pane vanhu 236 vawanikwa vachishaya kubva kudenda iri saka ndo zvimwe zvatange tiri kukurukura pamusoro pezvazvo muzuva ranhasi asi tine vamwe vanyarikani vedu vari pano vari kuitawo mabasa akasiyana-siyana munguva ino yecovid uyezve vachirangariraiwo mabasa ari kuitwa nemadzimai regai tibva tavachingamidza tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa mungatitaurawo kuti ndimi ani uyezve kuti isangano ripi ramakamirira
mazita makadini mose muri yezimbabwe makadini mose makateerera ndinonzi muchanyara sindia mukamuri ndiri general secretary weyoung women christian association inozikanwawo kuti ywca muno muzimbabwe bato rinova ramadzimai akatekeshera pasi rese rine muzinda mukuru waro kugeneva kuswitzerland
pari zvino tinoona kuti pane zvamuri kurangarira makatarisa zvinosanganikwa nemadzimai zvii zvamuri kurangarira chirongwa chipi chamuinacho
tingati pachirongwa chatiinacho chatakatarisana nacho svondo rino kubva musi wa18 kusvika musi wa24 October tinenge tichiidedza kuti week without violence rinova ndiro svondo ratinokurudzira kuti kusaita mhirizhonga kana zvichigoneka pagore hapo tiwane svondo rimwe chete rinova ndibatoraingati chikwata chakatanga muna 1988 kuburikidza neworld council of churches vachigara pasi vachiona kushungurudzika kunga kuchiitika kumadzimai mumhirizhonga dzakasiyana-siyana dzandinoona kuti kune mhirizhonga dzekukuvadzana mhirizhonga dzekutambudzana pamweya nemhirizhongawo kunyange dzakasiyana-siyana kudzinosanganisira kubatwa kwezvibharo kana kukurumidza kuroorwa kwavana saka iyeyo inyaya yekuti vhiki rino takatarisana ne chirongwa chatinoti week without violence pamwe chete zvino kuti nhasi thursday china tinenge tichiti our hashtag black thursday patinorangarira vose vakatsakatika nokuda kwemhirizhonga uye tichikwanisawo kucerebhureta avo vakararama mumhirizhonga uye tichikumbirisa chaizvo pasi rese zvikuru muno muzimbabwe kuti uyai tigare murunyararo tideredze matambudziko anosanganikwa nawo nemadzimai nevasikana vatinoziva kuti ndivo vazhinji vanobatwa nemhirizhonga hazvire kuti mhirizhonga inobata madzimai nevanasikana chete asi avo vanasikana nemadzimai ndivo vanosanganikwa nemhirizhonga zhinji
Maybe if you can tell us about your organization and why we see that you're wearing black, what does that signify?
Thank you so much. Young Women Christian Association is a feminist movement which was established here in Zimbabwe in 1957, but is an affiliate of World Young Women Christian Association, which was born out of four countries during the World War. So we are looking at all the social ills of the community, social and economic injustices that we try to fight and address. As an organization, this week we are commemorating a week without violence, where we want to highlight and campaign ending violence against women and girls, particularly on Thursday today, Black Thursday. We are actually commemorating those that passed on as a result of violence against them. And we are also celebrating the survivors, but most importantly, we are also campaigning on ending violence against women and girls, which also includes early child marriages, which also include rape and all other forms of gender-based violence. So as an organization, YWCA exists to ensure that women enjoy their free spaces and they enjoy their fundamental freedoms in this world. And we also try to empower them to reach their full potential, where we encourage women to speak, break the silence, report all forms of abuse, perpetrators bring are supposed to be brought to book, so that at least we live in a free society that is free from violence.
Yes, that's very interesting, Mark. I think is Ivy still on?
Yes, I'm on.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Now we have ungasichazisela ngamafitshane lapha ukuthi inhlanganiso yeYoung Women Christian Association njengoba sizwile lapho ekhuluma udadewethu imayelana nani kuyini elikwenzayo njengoba besimuzwa ekhuluma ngesiNgisi langesishona the sesizama ukuchazisela abantu ngolimi lesiNdebele ngokwenelisa kwakho. Uqale uzitsho ukuthi wena ungubani.
Okay, ngiyabonga. Ngiyalibingelela abalaleli. Igama lami ngu-Ivy Begede, ngingu-Programs Officer ku-Young Women Christian Association, esingayinciphikisa sithi YWCA. I-YWCA izama ukunceda owesifazane, esingathi khona ukum-empower, ukuthi akwanise laye ukuzimela, azincede empilweni yakhe. So iviki lesilayo besikhangela besithi i-week without violence. Sifuna ukuzama ukuthi siqede ubudlwangudlwangu ezindlini esingayithi yona i-gender based violence. Sikhangela impilo ibe inzima kungakabuyi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Manje umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 uthe ubuya wabuya ngokuvalelwa kwabantu ezindlini. Nxa sikhangela ukuvalelwa kwabantu, abantu abaningi ngapha eZimbabwe balulamiswa yikuthengisa. Nxa manje sebevalelwe ezindlini, abasela into abangaziphilisa ngazo. So besikhangela ukuthi abantu besifazane njengabo beyibabo esingabathi ngama-default caregivers. Nxa sokunje kuba nzima kibo, yikho futhi okwenza ukuthi abantu balwe ezindlini. I-gender based violence besifuna ukuthi ama-cases angikhona alokhu ekhwela, alokhu esiba maningi imihla le mihla. Yikho nje thina sithe iviki le sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe le campaign yokuthi singaqeda njani ubudlwangudlwangu ezindlini, sikhangelane le simo esikiso. Ngiyabonga.
Kodwa ngalokhu eselikubonile, lingathi izehlakalo zodlakela lapha ezindlini, domestic violence, ziyakhuphuka yini? Seziziningi izehlakalo lezi njalo bakhona eselakela khuluma labo ngakho?
Yebo, izehlakalo lezi zilokhu ziyengezelela imihla le mihla. Thina njenge-YWCA sile sikwenzayo esizama ukuthi sincedise abesifazane lamankazana. Singaqala nge-awareness raising. Sabe sibancedisa ukuthi bazwisise ukuthi yona esithi gender based violence kuyini njalo ingabuya njani. Singakhangela ngendaba yesintu, kumbe sithi emendweni, umfazi kumbe engahlutshwa yindoda yakhe, engahamba kumbe ecela uncedo kumbe kubo babakazi, bayamuthi yikho kwenzi umendo. So thina sabe sizama ukubatshengisa ukuthi no, yiyo esithi gender based violence. So sabe sincedisa njalo sibalinka kumanye ama-organizations esisebenza ngilawo ama-legal organizations angabanceda. Okunye siyabancedisa ukuyenza imisebenzi yezandla esingathi yona i-skills training. Amalanga adlulileyo besibancedisa ukuthi belungise singathi ngewona ama-hand sanitizer okuthengisa. Besibanika ngitsho lamalembu okuthunga ama-face mask okuthengisa. Sibancedisa even lokulungisa isepa ukwenzela ukuthi bona bakwanise ukuba self-reliant, bakwanise ukuzinceda so that bekwanise ukuthi nxa bephakathi kwe-gender based violence bakwanise ukuphuma. Ngoba besikhanya ukuthi okwenza ukuthi abesifazane behlale phakathi kwemizi ele-gender based violence ukuthi abala abangaziphilisa ngakho, bakhangela ukuthi obaba ibaza baphathela konke okudingwayo endlini. So besizama ukubancedisa ukuthi labo bakwanise ukuzimela. Nxa behlangene le-gender based violence bekwanise ukuthi labo bebe-reporta, bengesabi ukuthi kusasa kuzabe kunjani, ngizaphila ngani. So yikho esikunceda njenge-YWCA.
selake labalandelela abesifazana laba lamantombazana labona ukuthi ngempela lokho abakufundiswayo lokho bekwenelisa bayakwenza
siyabalandela imihlala emihle.
Yeah, ohlala elokhu ehlukuluzwa engafuni ukusuka kumbe ocina engakhuthalanga ukuthi lezandla thengise aziphile.
Ya, khathesi besibalandela sibona ukuthi imisebenzi yethu ezandla esabafundisa yona lokhu beyenza yini lokhu bethengisa yini kodwa okwebudlabudlwangu ezindlini asika yenze i-follow up as such.
Kodwa hayi uyabongeka sizwile ke lapho ebesichasisela yes my Mrs. Ivy Begete here was saying, was telling us how they have equipped the young women with skills of livelihood so that they may not continue staying in those households where there is violence. Because some of them, what makes them stay is lack of those skills and dependence on the women, which I'm sure was also here, since she's from the same organization, which I'm also sure will hear.
Maybe let's go back to Miss Ivy because I know her time is limited. Can you just tell us, as a young lady, what are some of the challenges that you are hearing coming from other young women, especially during this COVID-19, as you commemorate this week of no violence?
Okay. Njengoba sisazi ukuthi impilo ngapha eZimbabwe ayimanga kuhle. Abantwana. Singakhangela abancane laba abankazana amancane bagcina bezithengisa imizimba yabo ngoba okokubamba okokuthi baziphilele akukho ngingathi ama-industry sonke siyazi ukuthi avalwa ngapha vele le misebenzi yakhona inzima so yikho esikhangelane lakho kakhulu ukuthi umntwana enkazana even ukuthi akwanise ukuzithengela esingathi wona ngama-sanitary pads kunzima ngoba abantu ba they prioritize ukudla rather than into ze sanitary way so i problem engathi ehlangana labantwana labancane abesifazane
amene kana mchigona shona mfati maenda zvenyu kuti ndezvipi zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevana vechidiki panguva ino yamuri kurangarira vhiki ramuri kutiri risina mhirishonga.
All right. Zvandambotaura kuti vana vechidiki dambudziko nderekuti ndaramo haina kumira mushe muZimbabwe munomu zvekuti vabate mabasa hakuna zvekubate emaoko zvacho hazvisati zvanyatsoti tasa nenyaya yekuti kwanga kune malockdown saka tikatasa vechidiki havasi kukwanisa kuzvibatsira even kutenga yatingatiyo sanitary nokuti vanhu vabereki vanonyanya kukoshesa chikafu saka mwanasikana ane mamwe mamanidzi aanawo anogona kusasanganika nawo saka zviri kukonzeresa kuti vana vapinde mumamarriages vachiri vadoko vana vari kuita zvekuzvitengesa miiri yavo kuti vawane ndaramo zvinokanganisa ramangwana remwanasikana.
Saka vanenge vachida kushanda nemi vanokuwana ikupi musati maenda zvenyu?
Vatinenge tichishanda navo isusu tine seYWCA tinoshanda tine membership affiliation saka tine mamembers atinawo atagara tinawo saka ivavo ndova malink people edu vatinobata kana vane vanhu vavanoziva vanoda rubatsiro kana ndova tinoshanda navo uye tinoenda kumacommunities mamwe hatinoziva kuti hatingatiwo mavulnerable communities tichitry kureach out ikoko ndo zvatinoita.
Aiwa tinotenda chaizvo Sisi Ivy muve nezuva rakanaka. Apo tinoona Sisi Ivy vanga vari kuwanikwa ivo vachiti nguva yavo yanga isina kunyatsomira zvakanaka saka regai tidzoke kwamuri timbonzwa kuti saka sesangano renyu iri zvii zvamunenge muchiita pavhiki iro rino pamuri kuedza kuti murangarire zvamataura zviya zvekuti pave pasina mhirizhonga nezvinhu zvakadaro.
Okay, Mazvita, pavhiki rino ratinoti vhiki risina mhirizhonga tinokurudzira madzimai kukurukurirana tichishare mastories uye nokusimbisana nekukurudzira zvakare kunoripota nyaya dzemirishonga nokuti kazhinji muchaona kuti mirishonga mukati medzimhuri dzinotsikwa-tsikwa nekuti zvinonzi kana ukaripotera baba ndiani uchasara ari musoro wemba ndiani kuacharitira mhuri kana baba vachinge vakanganisa kana kuti mai vachinge vakanganisa but isu tinoshuvira kuti zvatakadai tinewo bato ratinocounseling tinoofa counseling kudzimhuri kuti vagare zvakanaka kana dzimwe nyaya dzatinenge tatadza kuenda nadzo zhinji kazhinji dzemhirizhonga dzinofanira kunge dzichikuenda kumapurisa dzatinogadzirisa inyaya dzekukonana dzekusanzwana izvo zvatinotaurana pamusoro padzo zvakare tinoshandawo tine magweta atinoshanda nawo anopa rubatsiro pachena vatinotori nememorandum of understanding vakaita sewomen and law in southern africa wilsa vanhu vese vatinoshanda navo tinovapa manhamba iwayo uye zwanawo yakatobudisa kunyange bepa ravo ravanoshambadza kuti ani nani mudzimai asingapindi anozwa zvisina kumira zvakanaka ngaaripoti awane kumiririrwa tinoshanda zvakare neadult rape clinic kuitira vaya vanenge vabhinyiwa kana kubatwa chibharo kuti vabatsirwe zvikuru kuti vapuhwe prep before within 72 hours sezvanga zvikurukurwa naiv tinooperata tiri muno muharare ndo mune head office asi tine mabazi edu kunyika mumaprovinces ose kubulawayo kugweru kubhindura kwese ikoko tiriko tinobatika zvakare kunyange pamawhatsapp tinobatika zvakare pafacebook pedu itori very active saka nokudaro tinenge tichikurudzira kuti wose mudzimai asiri kugara zvakanaka ane zvinomushungurudza zvingava zvepamweya kana kurohwa kana zvimwewo ngaatibate timuendese kana kumubatsira titatadza kumubatsira isu tine vamwe vatinotirefera kupatsiro vatinoshanda navo vari mumasangano echidzimaiwo saka pazuva ratiraro ranhasi rokuti black thursday rangovawo zuva rapinda pakati pamazuva atiri kucherechedza vhiki risina violence mumabasa atinawo mazhinji mamwe ndeemaoko ekusimbaradza kuti madzimai azviwanire kuzviraramira uye tinodzidzisawo kunyange patiri muoctobe munomu tine cancer month tinokurudzira madzimai kuti aende anotestwa achiscreenwa for cancer tinokurudzirawo zvakare kuti madzimai ava nekuzvimiririra zvikuru tinosimbisa madzimai kuti adzidze kuzvimiririra panyaya dzavo dzinovanetsa we help women to empower themselves or to speak kuti iwo madzimai asangonyarara kana kuti maissues anovabata iwo amiririrwe nevakomana kana kuti nevanhurume madzimai ngaazive kodzero dzake kana adziziva iye achida kodzero dzake asatyorowo dzevamwe asi mukumiririra kodzero dzavo tinenge tichishuva kuti mumwe nemumwe munhu azive kana zviri mubumbiro remutemo wedu kana mubumbiro renyika ino yemuzimbabwe kuti vagokwanisa kuzvibatsira saizvozvo vamwe munhu vatinoitawo ndezvekudzidzisa kunyange leadership qualities kuti vatorewo kunyange zvigaro panenge pachidiwa kuti pave zvigaro zvinoitira kana maprefect kana kumakoleji kuti asrc kana kuti muchechi kuti azvigaro pose kana school development association chaiyo ndopanotangira kudzidza kuti madzimai atorewo zvigaro nekuti kasadaro isu madzimai muzimbabwe tisi takaonodarika vanhurume vanhurume ndovanoramba vachingotonga madzimai achimiririrwa kunyange navanhurume kunyange nedzimwe nyaya dzinofanira kuti madzimai adzimirire pachavo dzinozomirirwa navanhurume vanenge vasingatonzwisisi kuti zvinovakosherei
aiwa pakanaka pakadaro regai tichadzoka zvakare kwamuri asi pane here zvatingati mastudies amaita kuti muone kuti nyaya yemhirizhonga iyi yakamira sei munyika pari zvino
ingati mhirizhonga yachazokuti wedzerei kubvira pataita lockdown muna march vanhu vachifanira kusungirwa kugara semhuri zvino kune mhuri dzinenge dzagara dzisina kuita ukama hwakanaka uye neikonomi mamirirayo musina chikafu mumba uye kusajaira kugara nekuswera vese taiona kuti kune mhirizhonga dzakawanda asi zhinji dzanga dzichibata madzimai nevanasikana saka nokudaro mhirizhonga idzodzo dzakaita kuti zvitionesewo kuti tinenge tichifunga kuti vanhukadzi nevanhurume vanogara murunyararo izvo kwete manhambas akatikwire chose zvokuti manhambas mazhinji atinengeorifeyawo mamwe kumusasa project kuti vapivewo pekurara vakamirira rumwe rubatsiro runenge ruchitevera asi lockdown yakaita kuti mhirizhonga iwedzere nokuti mumba munenge musina chekudya baba namai vasina chekupa vana zvoita kuti mhirizhonga iwande frustration dzakawanda ikonomi yedu haina kumira zvakanaka saka zvose izvozvo zvinhu zvinokanganisa mararamiro evanhu vemuzimbabwe zvobata vasikana navanamai taona zvakadaro zvakare muchaona kuti vazhinji vemuzimbabwe vanorarama pasi pedhola pazuva ringati below a dollar a day vazhinji vari below the poverty line kureva kuti mararamiro avo ese emuri inenge iri six food basket yao yati kwirei kudarika ingati mari kutambirwa inoraramisa mhuri. Saka zvose izvi zvinhu zvinokunza mafrustrations mukati memhuri yeZimbabwe zvokonzeresa kuti kuve nemhirizhonga. Dzimwe mhirizhonga tinodziona zvakare kuvana vanopinda muwaniso vari vadiki, vamwe vachipuwa pamiri vachirambwa, vamwe vachishungurudzwa, vamwe vachibhinywa. Iko zvino zvikoro zvavhurwa zvakazvichitenderera musocial media zvinhu zvinorovesa hana. Zvizhinji zvinobata futi vanasikana. Saka seYWCA chimwe chinotibata tose pazviri ipapo kuti kana zvinhu zvakadai isu hatingangogari koga. Huyai samadzimai tikurukure, huyai tipane mazano, huyai tisimbisane, huyai tibatsirane pamwe chete, huyai zvakare tisanyarara kana pane zvinotinetsa, titaure asi tichitaurawo nenzira dzakanaka tisina hadzo kuninipisa, tichiitira kuti tisatyora kodzero dzevamwe isu patinodawo dzedu.
Aiwa, batei henyu makadaro ndimbodzokera kune mumwe wangu Star. Star, I can see your guest is here, Vicky, but she keeps dropping, unfortunately. So let me try and bring her up so that we can take a while. I can still see her, but she's dropping. Her line is not good. Welcome to the program, Victress. You can go ahead.
Yes, sorry about the wait, Victress. You are now live. Siyathabukuba lawe. Yeah, introduce yourself and your organization. Today we're talking about domestic violence and what you have encountered as an organization.
Okay, ngiyabingelela kubabukeli nakubasakazi. Igama nguVictress Mathuthu, umgcinisihlalo wenhlangano yeLizimi Imbokodo. Inhlangano ebhekele omama ebunjwe ngabomama baseZimbabwe kodwa ebased eSouth Africa.
Yeah, khona lapho-ke bese sizwa-ke lapha ngiyabona uthe wena ubukhona usibukele lapha besikhuluma-ke silabanye abahlonitshwa lapha uMrs. Muchanyara Cynthia Mukamuri njalo sikesaba lo Mrs. Ivy Bhakede nabe Young Women Christian Association bebesixoxela-ke ngokuningi abakwenzayo nithembo bazwile nokunye abakukhulumileyo ukuthi hhayi izehlakalo zodlakela lapha ezindlini zinengi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19. Khona ngapho kwele-South Africa kukhona elikubonayo yini?
Ngiyabonga bengibamamele omama. Ya, izehlakalo zodlame ezindlini ngalesi sikhathi se-COVID-19 lama-lockdown lathi lapha e-South Africa sibhekane lazo kakhulu futhi. Engicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe ngaze ngithi kakhulu lapha ngoba kuze kufikela lapho sesibona khona abantu abangomama bebulawa kusukela kuyo i-domestic violence ukuxabana kwasezindlini lokho. So kukakhulu lapha e-South Africa kakhulu.
Ye, kodwa sesikhangela bona abavela kweleZimbabwe ibona singathi kubo kwanjile yini kumbe hhayi isizalwane zakhona ngapho ngoba siyabona ukuthi kambe abantu bangafika emzini belwe yini.
Hayi, uyazi ukulwa ma kuvela ulo ndlame akula ukuthi uvakashile noma uhleli kwakho. Yeah. Na thina kakhulu ngoba si inhlangano engabomama abavela eZimbabwe. Izikhalo esizithola kakhulu ezihambelana nodlame lwasezindlini nezabantu abavela eZimbabwe. Angeke ngithi udlame lapha eSouth Africa lolo lutholakala kuma South Africans kuphela. Thina sibhekela mama abavela kakhulu eZimbabwe and udlame lolu lukhona kakhulu kubo zine izikhalazo esizitholayo njengenhlangano. Omama baseZimbabwe sebe involved kulolo dlame lwasezindlini sokuliwa nokubulalana futhi nakhona futhi kulabo abavela eZimbabwe ukuze kufikelela lapho. So udlame lukhona, abantu abavela eZimbabwe bahlela lapha eSouth Africa nabo bayalu-experiencea ukulwa kwasezindlini lokhu. Ikakhulu manje ngalesi sikhathi abantu bade bethole endlini bevalelene ezindlini kuyi-lockdown abantu bengaphumi, ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe bebebonana amaphutha kakhulu kuze kufike esigabeni sokuthi abantu baze baxabane angazi. Kodwa kulukubonakale lusenyuka kakhulu udlame lwe-domestic violence ebantwini ngesikhathi lesi se-COVID-19. Abantu beswele izimali, beswele lokho, abantu bethona ezindlini bebonke. Uthole ukuthi at the end of the day kuphuma abantu sebesilwa, so kusengeza izibalo zodlame lona.
Ye, batho njalo labanye abalwela ilungelo loluntu abasebenza nenhlanganiso zabesifazane njengawo. Ye, sesikhuluma-ke ngokuthi lapho besizwa abe Young Women Christian Association besithi bona kukhona ababuzamayo ukuthi abantu abaningi abafesane lo dlame lona bagcina bephiwa engathi namakhono wokuthi bezincede njengokuthi belu umsebenzi wezandla. Manje khona ngapho kwele South Africa njengoba abaningi bengalalungelo lokusebenza, kulula yini ukuthi umuntu achiye indoda elodlakela azimele yedwa kumbe kunzima umuntu uyahlala aqiniseke.
Thina njengenhlangano emele omama namhlanje ngingasho ukuthi siyagqugquzela ukuthi omama ma kuyikuthi ubaba lo useqala ukuba lesandla lokubeka umama isandla akusekho ukuthula lapha ekhaya sokulondlami loba isimo sinjani sesiya ngezomnotho sigqugquzela omama ukuthi angeke uhlale ngoba usesaba ukuthi ungaphuma lapho uzoyadlani ma usuphandle. Kungangcono ukuthi liyathandana. So njengenhlangano siyakugqugquzela omama ukuthi ungaphumi usuyisidumbu endlini. Kungangcono uyefela esitaladeni udinga usizo kumbe uyebulawa yindlala kulokuthi ubulawe ngumuntu. Omama abaningi esihlangana labo bayakutsho khonokho ukuthi athi ngiyashaywa ngempela kodwa kunzima ukuthi ngimshiye lo muntu ongishayayo ngoba nguye othenga ukudla la endlini. Njalo nguye ogcina abantwana laba esilabo okungangokuthi ma ngiphuma lapha endlini ngizoya ngaphi labantwana and ma ngithi ngiyaphuma umuntu ngitshela ukuthi ma ngiphuma engeke aphinde asasapota abantwana laba esilabo. So izinkinga omama abahlangana lazo lezo. Kodwa la ngaphezu kwalokho asivumi ukuthi umuntu ahlale aze aphume eseyisidumbu. Asivumi ukuthi umuntu ahlale usasa sivuke sithi hashtag ubani usebulewe yindoda. Asikuvumeli lokho. Yebo inkinga siyazizwa mpela kodwa omama baphume phandle lapha. Kungakho thina siyinhlangano isikhathi esiningi esigqugquzelayo ukuthi umama akafunde ukuzimela. Ungafunda ukuzimela kuzakalula ukuthi la nxa ubaba seqala ukwenza udlakekela lapha ekhaya eselondlami uphume uye uchiye ukuthaywa uyezimela wedwa. Kodwa ungahlala umama ongakwaziyo ukusebenzisa izandla zakhe azimele yedwa kuzaba nzima vele ukuphuma ku-relationship elodlakela. So omama esigqugquzelayo ukuze babe free ukuthi umuntu azimele akwazi ukuzenzela akwazi ukuthi lo bengavuka kusasa engaselayo indoda kodwa akwazi ukuphila lengane zakhe.
Yebo siyabona ukuthi kathesi sokuvuliwe endaweni eziningi ngoba sekuyekethiswa imigoqo leyo yayifakiwe ngenxa yokumemetheka kwegcikwane le-COVID-19. Singathi lokhu sokulethe singathi ngesingisi i-relief yini sebesehlisa iphika yini abesifazane nabanye yabavela ekhaya ukuthi sebengabuyela emsebenzini makhefa lapha langaphingaphi lapha abasebenza khona.
Siyakujabulela kakhulu singomama ngoba ukuthi sokuyekethisiwe lezi imigomo ebikhona nge-COVID-19 lama-lockdown. Ngoba yebo mama abaningi sebephumile ezindlini sebebuyelile emsebenzini omama abaningi aba like abantu abasebenza emasaluni isikhathi eside kade evaliwe okwamanje amasaluni avuliwe omama vele siyabaza emasaluni kugcwele bona sebekwazi ukubuyela emsebenzini lasemakhefa njengoba usitho sokuvuliwe mama sebebuyela emsebenzini lalaba abathengisayo abaziphilisa ngokuthengisa sokulula ukuhamba ngoba ama restrictions la sengani seyekethisiwe sebekwazi ukuthi baphume bahambe bayethengisa lokho abakuthengisayo bayekwenza amabhizinisi wabo impilo iqhubeke ibuyele njengasekuqaleni before kuqale le ndaba zama-lockdown. Njalo futhi okunye labo baba sebebuyelile emsebenzini isikhathi sokuthona lapha endlini bebona wonke amaphutha ayenziwa ngomama asisekho. So udlame luza kwehla vele ngoba inkinga ibiqala lapho masithi siyadingisa kuba ngwanayi kusho ukuthi ubaba usebona izinto kade engaziboni yena nxa ethona emsebenzini. Manje sibabuyele emsebenzini lo dlame sibhekele ukuthi le domestic violence izayehla.
Yebo ke hayi ayiyahlekisa lokho ma ye Victor Matute from Zimi Mbokoto, you know, fighting for women's rights in South Africa there, women from Zimbabwe, is telling us that in South Africa they're also facing the same problems which we heard from the Young Women Christian Association, that women facing most domestic violence in their homes, and that they're encouraging women to leave, especially those who say they are dependent on men, that you better live alive than than dead. And of course, now that the COVID-19 regulations are being relaxed, you know that many Zimbabwean women who work in restaurants, who work in hair salons, who work in the domestic duties, now they've gone back to work. So it makes it easier. And Ms. Matutu is even saying not only for the women to go back to work, but for the men to go back to work, it also reduces the domestic violence issues because they are now at work, not always at home, seeing what they didn't see before, or whatever, from women, which is now annoying them. So now they can go, and also that attributes, that also adds to peace in the homes. And of course, she was also listening to the Young Christian Women Association. I also have a question, Marv, for Mrs. Mukamuri, that as you work in all the regions of the country, are there any particular problems which affect each region, or you find similar problems in every region? For example, are there some regions with more child marriages than the other, and what are the factors affecting each region when it comes to domestic violence and abuse of the girl and women rights?
Okay. Basically, violence is perpetrated across many regions, but we have hot spots that have very high incidences. For instance, where we have artisanal mining and very overcrowded regions like Mbare, Wapli, or Makokoba, or any other area where people are really overcrowded and poverty reigns supreme. In those areas, this is where we find that we have high incidences of gender-based violence compared to low-density areas or in the rural areas. Rural areas have less or unreported or less cases of gender-based violence, but we have gender-based violence in their numbers in what we have termed hotspots, where we have a hive of economic activities, and where we normally see even sex workers in those areas because there's an economic activity that attracts them there. But generally, it's something that is really in the country which doesn't know or respect the ethnicity, but mostly concentrated in where there are more people, like Harare, for instance. That's an epicenter for both COVID-19 as well as gender-based violence, because of the large numbers of people and because of poverty becomes the key driver here. For instance, where we have the economy that has affected the most households, and people have been laid off from work, and income generation has been dropped, purchasing power has dwindled, all the pensions have been eroded because of inflation, and the borders have been closed, which used to offer some source of income through cross-border trading. So all these factors combined, they really exacerbate the levels of violence against women and girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe let me cross over to Ms. Matutu start before we go into Shona. Ms. Matutu, you were saying that you as an organization have been advocating for women to live with their lives instead of staying in some of these abusive relationships. How has that been received? I know a lot of women's organizations usually come under attack because of that statement. How has it been received?
Yeah, right. We come under attack because if you tell someone to leave, it's like you are destroying the marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go to someone and tell, oh, you know what, you are in a bad relationship, and this relationship will leave you in a coffin. Mm-hmm. That person will just, it's not easy for that person to just agree with you in that. They will just tell you that, okay, they come up with excuses. Mm-hmm. They come up with excuses. You know, an abused person in a relationship is, you know, if there is a difficult person, is the person who is abused in a relationship. Of course, even the society, if you say, okay, the abused woman must leave the relationships, mm-hmm. the society thinks that this organization is here to destroy marriages, especially men. They'll just tell you that, oh, you know what, your organization is just destroying marriages. You cannot tell my wife to leave me because I'm beating her. Beating her is part of, like, putting you online. I don't know how beating someone will put someone online. You cannot put someone online. God put someone online. You cannot change someone. I always mm-hmm. tell men that, but they always have that attitude that all the organizations that fight for women, all the organizations that are for women and girls' rights, they are after destroying marriages because they tell women to leave their marriages if they are being abused. So the society itself is not taking that well. They just think it's just destroying marriages, and they'll think in marriages people must just beat each other. And there are some women who will tell you that if my husband doesn't beat me, it feels not normal to me. If she doesn't beat me, I don't feel well. I feel like there's something wrong. So if one is that mentality, it's very difficult to tell her to leave, and she will listen to you. So we are just facing difficult situations with women that are abused. But as organizations, we are trying very hard. Some will listen, some won't listen. But at the end of the day, they will live in coffins.
And maybe if we switch over to Mrs. Makamuri, what are you seeing on the ground? You know, you said you work with such organization in partnership with people like Musasa Project and the women's lawyers. Tell us a little bit about that and that statement that I just asked Mrs. Matutu.
Okay, I think what in Zimbabwe we have what we call Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe, where all of the women movement organizations are working together for the common cause. We actually complement each other's efforts and we work together as a team. So we have different strengths, and our individual differences put together, we become even stronger and we form a very thick voice, championing women's rights and women's issues, advocating for equality and advocating for peace, advocating for women to reach their full potential. So organizations such as Msasa, Zwala, Women's Lawyers, Adult Rape Clinic and others are also organizations that are embedded within Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe that coordinate all our activities. So we give each other space because each one does their own thing, but put together, then we become whole. So that's how we work. As women and young women Christian Association, basically our work is premised on the word of God. The C in our name there means that whatever we do, we consider the word of God, which does not mean that we only work with Christians. We work with everyone, women in their diversity, because even Jesus Christ himself did not only come for the Christians or for the holy ones. He also came for everyone. So we embrace everyone, Christians in their diversity, women in their diversity. We work together as a team to achieve the common goal, where we wish to see a woman enjoying their freedoms, enjoying their lives, reaching their full potential. And like you were talking about whether we are not seen as people destroying marriages. Generally, it means we have to package our work in a manner where we also get respect from men, but bringing realization to the abused woman that whatever it is that they are going through is abuse. We don't use the confrontational approach or attacking. We also try to understand, but what we say is zero tolerance to violence against women. If it's any violence that is perpetrated on women, that's a police issue, the police case. And then the police, they have the victim-friendly unit. There's also public relations and diligence where they would sit down, the women, the couple, and try to resolve the differences. But generally, it is because of poverty that makes women stay in abusive relationships because they have no means of looking after the family. So as such, this is why, as Young Women Christian Association, the spine of our organization is on economic empowerment, where we want women to be economically empowered, to be able to make a decision, say, whatever it is that they are doing, whether the women have to have sex because they want it, not to have sex because they want to sell in order to look after the family. So these are the issues that we grapple with on a daily basis. But then, however, we still find joy in the sense that we also find men coming up, denouncing violence against women. We also work with male champions that try to work with other men so that the woman that we keep trying to empower go back home to a man who has no clue of what's happening. So we've also realized that it will work if we also include men in our activities so that at least we reach somewhere.
Before to languages, I would like to pause that Mrs. Mokamura is saying to Ms. Matutu. She's saying there's a coalition of women, they work with other women's organizations. What about in South Africa? Is it easy to get such resources, you know, from different groups and to help these women? Are there many women advocates which you work with?
As you know, we are visitors here. It's not as easy as some of the things are not as easy as it is in Zimbabwe. If we were in Zimbabwe, maybe things would be done differently. But here in South Africa, firstly, we deal with a lot of women who are undocumented, who are just here like illegally. It's not easy to work under those circumstances. But we've got some organizations, women organizations formed by other Zimbabweans here in South Africa that we work together with. Those organizations also advocate for what we advocate for, like the equality and that zero tolerance to abusive relationships and stuff like that. What I just see is there are different women and different organizations which are formed by Zimbabweans here in South Africa.
Okay.
Working together will mean that if we work together, will mean that we can go and work together with South African women. It's not like it's not doable. It's doable. We can work together with South African women. Like they are, like Sonke gender-based violence, like WOZA, things like that. I think if we are in Zimbabwe, those organizations are the organizations that we're going to be working with.
Yes, and but, if I can just cut in a little bit, that is interesting that there are some men now who are coming up denouncing violence against women. We've seen it also in South Africa where there was a wave of killings there for women. We saw some men, some celebrities, we saw some politicians coming up. Would you say the issue of gender-based violence is still a big issue, or they made a difference by denouncing the violence?
We've got men. Like, we cannot put all men under one umbrella because some men are abusive. We cannot put everyone under that umbrella that men are abusive.
Yeah.
We've got men that are not abusive. And those men that we hear that are not abusive are the ones who are also joining women in fighting this gender-based violence. So we saw that in South Africa happening, whereby men were saying no to women and children abuse. I think that helped. If men hear it from other men, I think it's going to make a difference. Because if it's we only women saying, men, please don't kill us, please don't abuse us, it has the weight. But if another man is saying it to another man, then I think the weight is much heavier than if only women are saying that. If there is a man who sees a bait in that other man, then I think there is a possibility that that abusive man can change because one man out there is saying, please stop this, and he is a man. So I think we do need men to do that because, like you say, that we are going to be having women that we tell women that, oh, please, you must say no to abusive relationships, you must say no to people abusing girls. But when they get home, they get to a man who doesn't care about that. So it also has to be started with boys before we go to men.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a boy, you allow your boy to go out there and do whatever he does to girls. Then you tell your girl, oh, okay, please, you must say no to abusive relationships from boys. You also have that boy. We must teach that boy, you must not abuse girls. You don't just tell the girls not to be abused. Those boys must be told not to abuse girls. So if we've got a boy who's out there knowing that he mustn't abuse a girl, then we are not going to have those girls who will be abused by boys, because boys know that it's not right to abuse girls.
Regai tende kuna mai mukamuri tukunzwa po mai matutu vari kutaura ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanakomana vadzidziswewo panyaya iyoyi yekusabhinya vasikana. Muri kuzviita sei? Zvirongwa zvipi zvamuinazvo mukuedza kudzidzisa vanakomana?
Ndingati isu YWCA tinoshanda pamwe chete neYMCA, Young Men Christian Association.
Mm-hmm.
But again, YWCA tine zvirongwawo zvatinazvo zvekubata madzimai nemhuri, zvirongwa zvemhuri, zvema young couples nemamachua couples, young women nemamachua women. Because tinoziva kuti mukati medzimhuri mukaita rudo, kunyangwe nemunyika munopedzisira maita rudo. Nekuti mukati memhuri mune mamwe mashoko asingafaniri kuti ataurike vana vachimanzwa. agoramba oita chijairira chekuti rurimi hakusi kuzoremekwa nazvo. Saka tinokurudzira kuti mukati memhuri muve nemutauro wakadzikama, mutauro werudo, sezvanambotaura kuti isusu basa redu rose rinotungamirirwa neshoko raMwari. Tinoshuvirawo zvakare kuti dai mukati medzimhuri tararama Mwari pachake rudo, tiine rudo, zvinobetserawo kuti vabereki pavanoona vana vavo, mukomana nemusikana, vanomuona neziso rimwe chete, kwete kuona sokuti mukomana ndiye mukuru, superior kudarika musikana. Asi kuti vasikana nevakomana vose vaonekwe neziso rimwe chete, vapiwewo mukana yakaenzana kubva ipapo, uye kudzidziswa kuremekedza musikana pazvinongoenda saipapo. Mhuri dzose dzikadero, chirongwa chatinacho seorganization kuti tinoshuvira kuti mhuri dzose dzikadzidzisa vana kuti varemekedzane, vakomana vachiremekedza vasikana, vasikanawo the same, zvinobetsera kuti nyange vakazobuda kunosangana navamwe mucommunity, hamuiti mhirizhonga, munenge mune ruremekedzo, but zvinotangira at family level. Asi zvadaro zvakare, tinenge tichishuvira kuti kunyange semayoung couples pavanotanga kuita vana, kuti vana vanodzidza zvakawanda kuburikidza nezvinenge zvichiitwa navabereki vavo. Pane maformative stages emwana, kuti kubvira mwana up to the age of 5 ndopaanodzidza tsika dzose ipapo. Unogona kusazvireflekta paage 5 but zvinenge zvatova maari. Akaona baba namai vachirovana, unokura achizwa kuti mukadzi anorova. Saka tinoshuvira kuti isu seorganization.
Apo tirikuona kuti guest wedu nhare yavo inenge network yavo inenge yakuti shupei. But regarding the star, we're just hearing there from the our guest, you know, she was just talking about some of the programs that they have to ensure, like what Ms. Matutu said about educating the young boys, the importance of not abusing the other girls, you know, for the boys to also take up this initiative, and also the men. And she was just explaining, but I think we lost her connection there. But I would like to pose the same question to Ms. Matutu, that do you have any programs that you have to educate the young boys and men in order of, you know, this the importance of, you know, speaking out about gender-based violence?
I will always go back to saying we are visitors here.
Yeah.
A lot of we really would like to do that, especially to boys. My concern is with boys, because they'll grow up to be those men who will be abusive. So as an organization, we've got this program where we go to schools, like on holidays. We are not always in Zimbabwe. Like during holidays, like August and in December, we go to schools. When we go to schools, we try to talk to girls and talk to boys too. And if I can tell you what we get from those kids from schools, you will be surprised. You will be surprised. A lot of the times, parents are here. Parents are in diaspora. Parents are in South Africa, in Botswana, they're scattered all over the world. The kids are on their own at home. What we do as parents, we just send nice stuff, send money and stuff like that, but we don't know what our kids go through at home there. We've spoken to boys in schools. We've been to Cholocho, we've been to Slobela, we've been to Ngai, those districts. We spoke to boys and girls. All that you're saying here, the boys have got that, they have that mentality that for a relationship to survive, a boy must always put the girl online by beating her. This does not start when they are adults. It starts when they are young. I think they just think beating a girl is one way of showing love. A lot of boys have got that mentality. So when we go to schools, we try to talk to both boys and girls. And my wish is to have men organizations that will be alongside us when we go to girls, when we talk to girls. I wish we could have men organizations that will be talking to boys. Because as women, when we talk to boys, I don't think, you know, there is something that a boy can only speak to a father or a man figure or something like that. That me as a woman, I cannot tell a boy. A boy cannot tell me something. So if we might have maybe men who will go alongside women organizations while we say, girls, please, Don't allow anyone to touch you. They will tell boys, boys, please don't touch her if she doesn't want.
Mm-hmm. Thank
it
you.
It will sound
so much.
Better.
Mm-hmm.
Tackling it from the roots mouth, that you start, you know, when the boys are still young. And also, I'm also glad that you also reach out to Zimbabwe. I thought you were just working in South Africa only. Yeah, uma sichazisela ke ngolimi lwesintu ukuthi uhlelo lolo eliyake lulwenze ukuthi likhulumisane labantwana abasakhulayo abangabafana la ngamantombazane esikolo liliqhuba njani njalo esizathu isini.
Njengenhlangano silohlelo lolo olokunikeza abantwana abangamantombazana okokusebenzisa nxa besesikhathini sabo enyangeni. So silokuthi ma siyenza sikude ukwenza ngamaholiday sisuke nje sihambe siye esikolweni. Esikolweni sifike sinikeze abantwana ama-sanitary pads. Asivele nje sibanike ama-sanitary pads. Siyahlala phansi labomama. Sihlale phansi labantwana ngendlela ezihlukene, ngesikhathi esihlukeneyo. Sizwe inkinga zikamama ngabantwana, ngentombazana. Sizwe inkinga zentombazana ngabazali. Sikhulume labafana. Sizwe ezabo inkinga. Bese sihlala phansi sesindawonye. Sikhulume lo mama, lo baba, lo mntwana, oyintombazana, lo ngumfana. Ukuthi sithe sikhuluma lalo wathi sizama ukuthi siqoqisane umama azazi inkinga zomntana kho intombazana lo mntana kho umfana lo mfana kwazi inkinga zikadadi wabo lenkinga zikamama umbe zikababa sesifika senze njalo kunhlelo nxa senza uhlelo lokuthi lokunikeza ama sanitary pads uhlelo lusilwenza ngo August lango December and unfortunately asikwazanga ukuya ngo August lodlule ngenxa ye lockdown kodwa ngo December definitely so. Sizabe sifla busi eChazi Secondary School sisiya khuluma labantwana lo mama lo baba.
Ehhe. Yeah, njalo siphindeke sakhuluma lapho ukuthi kule khona apho kwele South Africa abesilisa labo basebe ngena kumkhankaso ukuthi udlakela kwabesifazana lwehle. Kwadala umehluko yini lokho ngoba sasizwa kule nani eliphezulu labantu ababulawa.
Mina ngokwami ngicabanga ukuthi kwadala umehluko kakhulu ma sokukhulunywa ngobaba sebekhuza abanye obaba kwadala umehluko ngoba okokuqala ukuthi ubaba lo abusayo uabuser udadu wabo womunye umuntu uabuser umntwana wemunye kamunye komunye ubaba so obaba nxa bengathathanga initiative yokuthi basukume lawo bethi haa sokwanele angeke lo abuser yabe kwazi ukuthi lawo baba bayabuza ubuhlungu akusiki ukuthi maku abuse omama ozubuhlungu umama kuphela lawo baba bayabuza ubuhlungu so ukusukumela kwabo phezulu bethi no to i-violence le eyenzakalayo ebantwaneni lakubo mama kwasiza kakhulu singajabulela futhi ukubona ukuthi obaba labo abahambe phambili njengalokho sakubona kusenzeka bakhuze lolu dlame lokubulawa kwabantu besifazane labantwana.
She was just explaining that why they are distributing the sanitary pads there. That's what they tell the communities, the school children on how to avoid, you know, catching them whilst young.
Yes.
Avoid the violence, yes.
Over. Yeah, unfortunately, though time is not on our side, we don't have extra time like in football, but maybe Mrs. Mukamuri, if you can just give us your last word, where can people find your organization and what's the way forward now? Just a few seconds because we are in the dying minutes.
Okay, thank you so much. Yeah, YWCA head office is at 189 Westwood Drive in Westwood, here in Harare. But we have our offices, other offices in Bare, where we do skills training, teaching women on economic empowerment. We also have offices in Gweru, opposite Kumbuwi Primary School. We also have offices in Blawayo and opposite Convent High School along Lubengula. Those are our major buildings that we have.
To Ms. Matutu, if you can just give us where people can find you, because we just, you know, 20 seconds.
Okay, Lizimi Mbokoto can be found on Facebook. On our Facebook page, I'm a woman in Mbokoto. Or you can call our marketing director, 073-654-0217.
Thank you so much. We'd like to really thank all our guests who were with us tonight. I know, you know, you all want to say a little bit more, but unfortunately time is not on our side today. And please join us again next time. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington.
I'm Till we meet again.